Danielle's. Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California, June 24, 1901. Dear Brother Danielle's, there is something I wish to bring before you with reference to our work here. We are now ready to take up bookwork. Those who have read the matter upon education in the hands of Miss Peck say that it should be in circulation as soon as possible. The temperance book should also be published, and I am anxious to get out another testimony as soon as the matter can be prepared. We need the young man who felt desirous of connecting with me in my work, and we hope that you are prepared to let him go. We must have someone who will conscientiously keep the way of the Lord. I cannot trust my writings to those who have not clear foresight and discretion. We expect Miss Peck this week. Our work must advance as fast as possible. An urgent request has come for me to attend the Los Angeles camp meeting, but I think it is of more importance for me to get rested so that I can take up my work here. I think there is more necessity for me to get out my books than to go to camp meetings. I attended the Oakland camp meeting and spoke to the people 12 times. I had some very plain testimonies to bear. Especially was this the case during the last week of the meeting. And then there was a breaking down, and the Spirit of the Lord came in. I see that Elder Jones will have to soften decidedly in his speech. He has remained in connection with the Review and Herald office until he is in need of being melted over. The education he has been receiving for years in certain lines is not the most profitable for himself or for the great, grand work for this time. But one thing is sure, he yields to the testimony of the Spirit of God and wants to cherish the right spirit in all his work. I felt much pained in one meeting that I attended, and that night matters were clearly presented to me. The next morning I presented the instruction I had received to those who were gathered together. I spoke to them in regard to the necessity of working in the tender, loving spirit of the Master. All sharpness and harshness is to be put out of the voice, whatever may be the eloquence or the position of the speaker. There is to be no ordering, no exertion of kingly authority. Enough of this kind of work has been done in our publishing house at Battle Creek. Its influence has soured those in the office, who now need converting through and through. This harsh management, this ordering and scolding, is not of God, but of the enemy. It is high time that the office was cleansed, that the unholy tares growing among the wheat were removed. I begged our brethren for Christ's sake to change their words. The sweetness of Christ must come in. There must be a decided change. Shall good be called evil, and evil good? No, no! God will have things called by their right names. We had much to be thankful for in the Oakland camp meeting. We had many tokens of love from God. There is much to be done in our churches, both in the line of revival and reformation. This work must be done if spiritual progress is made. Revival and reformation are two different things. Revival means putting new life in the soul, filling it with new power. The churches must respond to the words of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1, 2. A steady advance must be made. God's people have lost their first love. Unless they repent and confess their sins, this great evil will lead to the removing of the candlestick out of its place. God's purposes extend to all the purposes of this life. They are immutable, eternal, and will be executed at the appointed time. For a time, it may seem that Satan has all the power in his hands. But our trust is in God. When his people draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to them and will work with all his mighty power to accomplish his gracious purposes. God rebukes his people for their sins, that he may humble them and lead them to seek his face. Then, as they reform and his love revives in their hearts, his gracious answers come to their requests. He will strengthen them in reformatory action and lift up for them a standard against the enemy. His blessings rest upon them, and in bright rays the light of heaven shines from them. Then a multitude, not of our faith, seeing that God is with his people, will unite with them. In God's presence and power, his people are safe. But I will write no more just now.